Speakers at today's gathering at Kent State University focused on the connections between the attack on nonviolent demonstrators that took place on May 4, 1970, and police violence today. Some also said they fear a repeat of the Kent State massacre under the current administration, which has emboldened white supremacists and further militarized police forces around the country. I spoke with Vince Irene, who attended today's commemoration at Kent State. He was a student activist at Ohio State University at the time of the massacre and helped organize the largest student walkout in the country on the day after the four Kent State students were killed.
I was at Ohio State University, and we heard about it very, very quickly. Subsequently, 250 other universities were shut down because of student strikes. So there was a protest here. There were some rumblings about Kent State Rhodes, Governor Rhodes, and about Nixon that, you know, they're going to teach these outside agitators a lesson. All the people killed and shot were not outsiders. And they had been going back and forth and back and forth over the days and around campus and on the green. And they also came with a movie camera to record the event. And a lot of us believe that that should have been a touch-up for us, that something was going to happen since the government set up movie cameras that day. And then all of a sudden, they're going up the hill to the pagoda, the little metal pagoda, little picnic area, and then this is debated, ready fire, ready aim fire can be heard in the background. That's a big debate right now going on. And they turned around, they faced down the hill, and fired 67 shots in 13 seconds. And a lot of these people were killed, like 350 feet away.
Well, and Akeba was actually part of breaking that story when that audio tape emerged a few years ago of the audio actually hearing a commander's voice. And it's indistinct because it was, again, a cassette tape, and it's hard to discern. But from my listening of it, it sounds like you can hear ready, aim, fire being said on the tape. Has that been brought into evidence? Has there been any attempt to hold those commanders responsible for this event decades ago?
We tried, and then the Department of Justice said no. We've tried to bring this up again. We brought in forensic people to even tweak it more so that you're able to hear the background more. But at this juncture, nobody wants to touch that or any reopening of the case. I mean, it's just, you know, none of this was like people reacting to people being attacked, because Nixon said very clearly that we have to teach these outside agitators a lesson. And the day after they were killed here at Kent State, Governor Rhodes says, "Well, at least we got some of the thugs." And I really think that anyone who was born back then, we were very quite aware of the fact that that we had stopped the Vietnam War. And when Kent State happened, that pushed people forward. And, you know, obviously it was not our demise, the Kent State killings, because we ended up winning. And so here we are with 58,000 American boys dead, which is absolutely awful, and 2.3 million Vietnamese dead. So, you know, after everything was over, students throughout the United States of America set about the business after the war was over of building different hospitals that were destroyed by the war, like Bach Mai Hospital.
That was Vince Irene. One of the speakers at today's Kent State commemoration was Stella Smetanka, who spoke about the young student Allison Krause, who was one of the four students killed in 1970 by the U.S. National Guard.
Allison was ready to study art and be a college freshman. She was ready to learn and grow. She was ready to make her own decisions and experience independence. Very soon after she got to Kent, she met and fell in love with Barry Levine. Allison was a well-liked student and had many friends. As Barry said, she was sweet, loving, warm, compassionate, creative, funny, and giving, as bright as they come. Allison was ready for life. Her life ended too soon for us to know and benefit from what she might have accomplished. There are apologies still to be made. There are wrongs still to be righted. As we said in the song, "It Could Have Been Me," I'll keep doing the work you were doing as if I were too. We honor and cherish the blessed memory of our sister, Allison Beth Krause. And we promise you that we will carry on your life and legacy with our words and actions. We will speak truth. We will speak out against injustice and hold fast to our quest for the truth about why you died here. Our quest for accountability for the loss of your life and the lives of Sandy, Jeff, and Bill will remain steadfast until all questions have been answered. We will return every year to remember the day that the war came home. We will teach our children and our grandchildren their history. We will remember your life, and we are humbled by your sacrifice.
The commemoration of the 47th anniversary of the Kent State Massacre continues tomorrow, and the university is in the process of creating a permanent museum to remember the killing of the students and to urge authorities to never resort to the use of violence against nonviolent demonstrators. For KBOO News, I'm Jenka Soderberg.